In the previous post, I showed the inside of the Cyfrovy Polsat LT6408N router. I established that it is based on the RTL8196C chip, whose bootloader offers a simple command line, along with the ability to load any machine code into RAM. Here, I'll try to make use of this. I'll start by loading simple instructions written by hand in hexadecimal notation, and then I'll run a compiler and develop my own flasher, turning the old router into a sort of Arduino. Previous post in the series, analysis of the router's internals, memory dump, bootloader, custom UART program. A few words on the RTL8196C architecture. In the previous post, it was easy to see that the router in question is based on the RTL8196C. The RTL8196C is a very popular, highly integrated SoC, system on a chip, from Realtek, forming the heart of many budget networking devices on the market. Under the bonnet lies a tried and tested 32-bit MIPS architecture processor core, typically clocked at around 400 MHz. As befits a dedicated networking chip, this processor is surrounded by a range of hardware features. These include, amongst others, a built-in 5-port fast Ethernet switch, 10/100 megabits per second, a PCIe interface, often used for Wi-Fi modules, SDRAM and SPI flash memory controllers, as well as a suite of basic peripherals, such as GPIO pins and a UART controller. It is thanks to this latter interface and the specific nature of the bootloader here that we'll be able to start our programming experiments without having to desolder the memory or use an external programmer. What makes this particularly interesting is that we also have register documentation, although I must admit that when I first started writing this post, I wasn't aware of this and was experimenting without full knowledge of the subject. Commands used. Fortunately, we don't need to program the flash memory directly. This time, my tried and tested CH341 can stay in the drawer. The commands available from the bootloader allow us to load the program into RAM and execute it from there. These include command, syntax, description of operation, EW, EW bracket address, bracket word 1, bracket word 2, bracket dot dot dot, writing 32-bit words directly to memory at the specified address. DW, DW, address, quantity. Dump of 32-bit words from memory, useful for verifying the upload. J, J, address. Jump to the specified address. Triggers the execution of the loaded code. The loading procedure is simple. We send words to the selected memory location via EW, confirm the write via DW, and execute the J jump. The first program written without a compiler. We're starting from scratch. The program must be written in machine code. We know that the RTL is based on the MIPS RLX4181 core. We can therefore use the basic instructions of this assembler to write, for example, a loop that sends an exclamation mark to the UART transmit port. I managed to determine its address by searching through the source code of similar Realtek chips. It is located at address 0xb8000200. The transmission of each character will be interspersed with an empty loop, delay, to prevent the transmit buffer from overflowing. You can make use of the documentation and online tools, for example, the MIPS converter. The code itself boils down to a few simple assembly instructions: loading the target UART address, writing a single byte, an exclamation mark in ASCII, to it, counting down the time in an empty loop to allow the hardware time to push the character out, and finally, performing an unconditional jump back to the start. As a result, we obtain the following program: address, hex, instruction, description. 80500000 3C08B800. Louis $T0 0xB800. Load the upper 16 bits of the UART base address. 80500000435082000. Ori $T0 $T0 0x2000. $T0 = 0xB800000. UART-THR transmit register. 80500000834090021. Ori $T1 $0 0x21. $T1 equals question mark, ASCII 0x21. 80500000C, A109000, SB$T1, 0 of $T0. Write the character question mark to the UART transmission register. 80500000010, 340A0000, ORI$T0, $0, 0x8000. $T2 equals 32,768, delay counter. 80500000014, 1540FFFF, BNE$T2, $0, delay. If the counter not equal 0, jump back to the loop. 80500000018, 214AFFFF, ADDIE$T2, $T2, -1. Decrement the counter by 1, delay slot. 80500000001C, 0814000002, J0X80500000008. Jump back to the start of the loop. 80500000020, 00000000000, NOP, no operation, delay slot. After interrupting the bootloader, we load this code, hexadecimal, word by word, using the command EW. The results can be verified using the command DW. 80500000000, 9.
We execute the code with a jump. The result is that the terminal window is immediately flooded with an infinite string of exclamation marks. Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. The proof of concept works, but who would want to write machine code by hand? Compiler and the C language. Writing MIPS instructions by hand and converting them to hexadecimal using a hex converter is a tedious process. To create more complex programs, I decided to use a suitably selected compiler, compatible with the processor in use, MIPS-Linux-GNU-GCC. This allows me to write programs in C. I couldn't get it to run on Windows, so I used a Linux environment on Windows, WSL. I didn't have any header files for this Realtek chip, but I don't need them anyway. I started with the simplest piece of code I wanted to compile. This code now needs to be compiled. I run MIPS Linux GNU GCC with the following parameters. -march equals MIPS32. Generate code for the MIPS32 architecture, compatible with the RTL8196C core. -mnoabcalls. -fnopick. Disable position-independent code, pick. The program runs at a fixed address. -nostdlib. -nostartfiles. Do not link the standard C library or the default startup code. -ffreestanding. Do not assume the presence of a standard runtime environment. -o2. Optimization. Smaller and more efficient machine code. -t RTL8196C.LD. Use a custom linker script defining the memory layout, described below. The compiler generates an ELF file, from which a raw binary file, the machine code itself, without headers, ready to be loaded directly into RAM, is extracted using MIPS Linux GNU Object Copy -O binary.
The key element is the RTL8196C.LD linker script, which tells the compiler at which address in RAM our program will ultimately be located. The compilation script, apologies for the image format, but the forum engine won't let me paste these commands. The second stage is to export the commands from the binary file into a readable text format that can be pasted into Realtek.
This isn't normally done, so I used my own Python script. Generated commands. Result? The program works, although this time the result was slightly worse. Characters are getting lost. I suspect my loop waiting for the UART to become available didn't work. My own batch upload tool. The instructions are already generated automatically. They just need to be uploaded automatically. Command line mode is enabled by pressing escape during boot up. After all, a program can do this. The program can also send commands. We just need to determine when the router starts up. Its startup message can be intercepted. We can then send individual EW commands one by one, verifying them with the DW command.
This is precisely the process carried out by the Python script I've refined, uartautoflash.py. It operates in a simple loop. It listens for the booting message, automatically presses the ESC key to enter command line mode, and then sends byte packets to the console, taken directly from the compiled binary file, .bin, verifying the correctness of the operation after each block with the DW command. This allows the process to be fully automated, without the tedious copying and pasting of instructions into the terminal window. The only thing still missing was automatic rebooting.
Ideally, the reboot could be triggered by the DTR/RTS pin from a suitable USB to UART converter, but as I didn't have one to hand at the time, I used a power socket with Tasmota firmware. I control it via the classic REST API for commands. OpenBacon also supports this standard. In this way, uploading the test program to the router simply comes down to executing a single command. GPIO support and necessary fixes. The next thing I tried to get working was the classic LED flashing.
The LAN port status LEDs are connected directly to the Realtek pins, so there is potential to control them. They are described, for example, as LED port 1/GPIO B3, which suggests they have a dual role, either taken over by the Ethernet controller or operating in generic, programmable I/O mode. However, I quickly ran into a few problems. The program would actually freeze on the very first loop and behave unpredictably. Through trial and error, I worked out what I needed to fix. Firstly, I had to set the stack pointer. In bare code executed directly from the bootloader, the SP pointer may point to garbage or to an area used by the bootloader itself. Any attempt to execute more complex C code, such as using local variables or calling subsequent functions, UART print, resulted in important data being overwritten and the processor immediately freezing. The stack pointer had to be manually set to a safe area of RAM, for example, 0xA0600000. Secondly, I had to disable interrupts.
The bootloader leaves them enabled, and since we are running our bare metal program without handling them, any asynchronous signal, for example, from the system timer or network interface, would cause the program to go haywire and the hardware to freeze. I had to insert an instruction to disable interrupts in coprocessor 0, CP0. Thirdly, and most importantly, the GPIO initially did not work because it was configured for a purpose other than digital input-output, pin muxing.
Instructions to write to the standard I/O port control registers were completely ignored. The pins on the RTL8196C have shared functions, and the LEDs are, by default, connected directly to the hardware Ethernet switch controller, the so-called hardware LED controller.